wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Coming at you live from the Jetta Podcast Symposium.
Yeah, we're here sponsored by our friends, the Sheikh and the Emir. Peace be upon them.
It's Rida season.
Oh, man.
What would we need we
some
to
that,
figure
we
out?
We need some of that money. We could do Kuwait. Kuwait will pay us for stuff.
So, you know, it's just a matter of time before the Saudis get involved in the podcast games. We have to figure out our number, what we're comfortable with selling out on.
Yeah. Well, can I recommend?
I have a lot of briefcases and a lot of luggage. Yeah. So we can put a lot of reporters in them.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like to carry the money home or something.
Well, the money could have blood on it. That would be a metaphor. Hey, Brent?
Can I recommend a Middle Eastern delight?
Delight. Okay. Shishtauk. Yes.
Oh, look at the picture I sent of my meal of the day. Winnebakes in Winnipeg. Looks, a nice little... I basically walked into like the Seinfeld restaurant, like to Babu level of just an empty restaurant.
Oh, this is living. This is living. This is very Middle Eastern.
It's up on herecomesomewisdom.com if you want to.
This was lunch in Kuwait when they would buy lunches for us. They would have a room the size of a gym with tables around the walls with just like all the tables would be covered in foods like this. And then sweets from the Middle East. And this was like lunches provided and then a table of just chicken skewers. It was the best thing ever.
So they had like when I came in they had to turn on they had not just opened, but they had to turn on the music, and it was loud.
Was it like electro-Arabic? Like...
That's
the good stuff. I was just at a Turkish restaurant last night, and I was jamming. I was talking to the guy using some Arabic.
But they had to turn on the flatbread cooking oven. So just got like incredible fresh bread. So much good olive oil, so much thyme, like thick. Cheese on a pizza amount of thyme, and some feta, and just heaven.
I ordered
espresso machine and.
I ordered yesterday, and the guy was like, "Do you want this one or this one?" He's like, "This one, I'll make a fresh 10 minutes," and I was like. I'll do that when he's like, good choice. I'll make good. And then I'm like, and a Dr. Pepper. He's like, best doctor in Canada. This guy ruled. Habibi. I was so good. I love Middle Eastern food so much.
Now, Brent, be honest. How sick did this make you?
Yeah.
Zero.
This is a non-crap your pants meal.
No.
Does it make you sick?
Even like half a cup of yogurt makes Brent sick. You feel but like always, that he has to lie on the
It's always foods that
like
resemble
that.
What's going to come out. Middle Eastern food's just food normally. It's just ingredients.
Carter, you're thinking of I went had chicken chef poutine. That's not the same. Chicken chef honey dill chicken poutine. That's going to make you sick.
Pickle poutine. That's the real chicken chef meal deal. If you made a deep fried pickle platter with poutine on top, that's a Seb Crunch. Maybe I could do that when I'm in Chicken Chef in Flin Flon. But that's the thing. Chicken Chef Flin Flon is so much better than every other Chicken Chef because it is the fine dining in town in Flin Flon. So it's not, it's like, proper. Chicken Chef Flin Flon is so much
Chef
better.
Chicken Chef is a legit franchise. It's a franchise people know and love. They don't charge exorbitant franchise marketing fees. And they let you make your own menu. Yeah.
Okay, because the modern one, like, is that honey dill poutine in Flin Flon, you think? Or that's...
Oh, probably.
Is that a local specialty?
No, there's two menus. There's the standard corporate menu, and then there's the, the local flair.
There's definitely local stuff there,
So both good in different ways, but
Brent,
no, this
did
is
I ever tell you?
Food.
I'm sure I'm sure I told you on the pod about how there was the place where you could get the Iranian bread in Kuwait. Where you had to walk
Not
through
that
a
I
street.
Recall.
It was like a street, like a bomb, literally a bombed out street in the middle of the sketchy district where the one group of Muslims that isn't the other group kind of all had to stay in that neighborhood, and that's where they put us. So you had to walk through this crazy street that was literally bombed out from the invasion. And then you walk to a wall. There's just a wall. There's a guy standing by the wall. And if you had a bomb in Zelda 1 and blew up a wall, that's what the hole was. And he would just stick his arm in there and pull out bread, and he would put it on newspapers for you. For 10 fills, which was 35 cents a piece of bread, and you would get so much hot bread out of a bomb wall, and it was the best bread I've ever had in my entire life for 35 cents, and you would just dip it in things. Oh, my God, Brett, I would fly to Kuwait probably for that. That'd be the first place I would go, is to the hole in the literal hole in the wall. It's actually a hole in the wall. I think I could find a picture of it. It's like it's a bomb hole in the wall, and they made an oven, and the bread is so good. We went there once when they do their once a year thing, and I'm not trying to be weird, although it's insane, but they would like beat themselves on their backs. So they walk down the streets with like almost whips, and they smash their backs till they're bloody, and they just walk up and down the street. And then there's us going through this getting bread. Well, they're not allowed to eat, and they're all bleeding and praying. And it's just like us being like, let's get bread. So terrifying. And it was like 55 degrees in the middle of the night, and we're like sneaking around for bread while they're insane. Oh, good times.
I think we got a food episode here. Brent, you went to KFC to try the pickle menu. What happened?
Okay, kid got pickle Pepsi, which is not recommended. Because it's still just a fountain, self-serve fountain. But they give you like the gravy, the little shot-sized gravy amount of pickle juice. It's like, here you go, pour this in.
That's good. I thought someone just told me it was a pickle. Like, here's this pickle skewer, and then throw it in the Pepsi, and it's just not as good.
I heard about a German kid that told me now they're putting Coke in beers there, like a Radler, but with Coke in Germany, and it's popular.
Oh,
that would be interesting.
Imagine if that could be good.
Yeah.
Really good. Dr. Pepper, every grocery store, always sold out in town. Yeah.
I did just have the basic German beer that's in Manitoba Liquors, the Heffen, and that even that is really good, right?
Oh, it's beer, like it's beer. It's delicious beer. It's not fancy, but it's beer.
But I was very impressed. So coke that up a bit.
Yep, that'd be nice. A Radler, a Coca-Cola Radler.
But yes, I did get the KFC pickle fries a few weeks ago. I needed to.
That can't be bad. You can't mess up a pickle fry.
No, but you just don't make it quickly enough. That's how they mess it up.
It was bad. They're missing the deep fried pickle slices.
Oh yeah.
So it was powder. Like imagine if you took dill pickle powder from a movie theater and poured that on fries.
It's not dill pickles fried.
No, that's the part that was missing.
Oh well, that's the whole point.
So you still got the powder, like a lot of that powder, and then some sort of pickle sauce, like a mayo.
Extremely
disappointing.
Our business teacher, do you remember his myths about the guy that worked in the chip factory? And if you took one teaspoon of the ketchup concentrate flavor, it would burn a hole right through your tongue and kill you. It was that potent. And I was like, nah, I could eat that. I'm sure I could eat the industrial.
You're the guy who had the country time iced tea straight concentrate.
I got to the gig. Everybody else was drinking beers. I was crushing Fun Dips, just snorting it.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got to be honest with the audience here. it's episode 400, but we weren't sure it was going to be episode 400 because we're like, oh, what is it? You know, we don't got enough plan. We just decided 10 minutes ago to do this. So let's make this 401 and make 400 more special in the future.
This is 401.
No,
just like
this
Levi's.
Is 400. No, this is 400. This is good. We're talking pickles. We're talking fries. We're talking about Arabic food. And hey, while we're on the food segment, I just grabbed something I forgot I did 2 months ago in preparation for 400. If you go back to episode 250, we did the best sign at Mr. Mike's.
Ooh.
Oh,
we got another one right here.
Oh no.
We got a bracket. We got a bracket for best sign / saying / slogans at Mr. Mike's here.
Is it so, all new?
All is new. This... So we got a bracket.
That's impossible. Okay, that's impossible.
Last time they it was 16, this one's 8. Well, this is like you get a coaster. Signs? No, this is like you get a coaster. It's on the menu. It's a new sign. You know, it's a
God,
combination.
I love how you pay attention to this. This is so
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Every time I go out, we're like with a group of like.
Can you give us the first half of it and we have to finish it?
Why is Carter on the phone? Oh, I'm just writing down the slogans. It's a bit. Don't worry about it. It's finally paying off. Okay. Here we go. So is that what we do instead of doing a bracket to see?
So you know, Mr. Mike's is a restaurant that is like super bro. Is beer a vegetable because it has wheat? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you try to finish this one. The sentence: love is in the air. No, actually, that's
delicious.
One word. That's blank.
Love is in the air.
No, actually, that's
not beer.
You're close. Same letter starts with the B.
Beef.
Really close.
Barley.
Burgers. Barbecue.
Oh, you're right there, Trevor.
Brisket.
Bacon.
That's even more bro.
Yeah.
Bacon is the ultimate bro. Bacon's so passe. Bacon is like 2016, guys, which is perfect for me.
Yeah, that's a deep. Yeah. I was not in the right headspace yet now.
Yeah. We got to remember that they are not ahead of the times. Like, we are in 401, but we're in 400. We're ahead. We're in the future. Where we go, we don't need roads.
This one. Next one. Okay. It is you are what you eat. You blank, 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 you.
You beautiful steak daddy, you.
The three words, yeah. Close. This one's cute. I like this one.
Okay. You beautiful chubby chicken brain. I don't know what.
You got to guess, Brent.
What's...
It's a menu item.
You beautiful turf, you bitch! You can't win with me! love City Overdose.
Outro you song.
Beautiful, you tenderloin.
Ooh. Oh, you're close. You are what ribeye. You mean. You crispy shrimp taco, you. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. So what do we have love is in the air? No, actually that's bacon, or you are what you eat, you crispy shrimp taco, you.
I mean, bacon sucks. I love it. It's so bad. It's just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing it's the worst or the best one?
Well, I don't know. It's just so Mr. Mike's. It sucks. It's the best, the worst. Like the crispy shrimp taco is actually, I can't vote for that. Bacon moves.
Bacon moves up.
Bacon's better and worse.
Okay.
They're like, have you heard of craft beer?
Speaking of beer, my doctor says I need glasses.
Oh, I need about 6 glasses of the Longhorn Lager.
Cheers. And then don't ask, just blank.
Just
dip.
Yeah, that's good.
That just double dip.
Just drink.
So close. It's the opposite.
That's
of drink.
Bad. It should not be just drink. That's not responsible drinking. Someone asked. Just drink.
Yep.
What just is it? Eat. Just eat.
Poor. Don't just ask. Poor. Just pour. Don't ask this to the waiter. Don't ask if I need a refill. Just start pouring.
That's not good. I hate that one. I hate it so much.
So does it move on, or does my doctor says I need glasses?
Glasses. We're moving. I can't even listen to that poor one again. It's so stupid.
Okay. So the doctor says I need glasses. Moves on.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, this one's good. Ever notice how exercise and blank blank sound actually similar?
Extra fries.
Extra fries. Oh, ding, ding, yes. Ding. Okay, Brent, you get to guess this one first. I'm not always right, but when I am, it's usually blank, blank, blank. I'm not always right, but when I am, it's usually all the... All... A cat is
all
tangled up in my cords.
Oh, it's God. Usually all the way.
All the time. That doesn't... Yeah, that's not good.
Well, those both suck.
Yeah.
Brent, do you have a preference on the fries or the all the time?
Fries make sense, at least.
Yeah, it's something. I mean, it's room temperature IQ, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's there. Yeah, the other is not a... should have not made it to print.
Yep, they got to fix that up.
Okay, so extra fries moves on.
Yeah,
these are not at all.
These suck. This is a new writer. I think you chat GPT on this or something.
I love this one. The world's most famous sirs, and it gives three. I'll give you a hint. Or no, I'll just tell you the first two. The world's most famous sirs, Lancelot, Winston Churchill, and blank.
Help.
Sirloin.
Yep, hits. You got it.
Sir Charles.
Yeah, exactly. Chaos dunk. Life is like blank. Well, not really. I'm just hungry.
Oh, they suck.
A bento box?
Oh, no. Good guess.
Not life is like... something garbage. Actually not. I'm just hungry.
Is it is it a play on Forrest Gump?
No, it's just a food item.
Oh, that's lazy. They should just have one that's called Fill Your Food Hole.
Life is like a hamburger? I don't know.
Bruschetta.
No. Like, oh, God.
I don't like this game anymore.
These suck. Okay, so which is the other one besides bruschetta? Sirloin.
That's moving on.
That moves on. Okay, what do we got for four?
We're going to take a break from our scheduled game to show. We're going to talk about a slogan that our friend Ash saw a bus that he took a picture of. Ooh. And so it's a Mr. Mike sign on a Winnipeg Transit bus. And it says, bus loads.
This is the halftime report from the streets of Winnipeg.
Exactly. Bus loads of good food and good times. McGilvery Boulevard, Winnipeg. Mr. Mike, Steakhouse Casual.
Oh. I like less is a bus than Mr. Mike's.
And here's
That's
some more
just carrying depression. Now you're taking the bus to Mr. Mike's. Oh my God.
Here's some short Winnipeg. Ones. Check out my six pack. And it shows a picture of a pack of donuts. I actually like this one. I love graffiti. Hey, I like all Italian food.
Okay, that's good.
It is. A bartender is like a pharmacist with a limited inventory.
Okay. Would you like to hear ChatGPT's top 10 ideas
for Mr. Mike's?
Yeah. Don't go number 10. I'll just give you a few. Okay, did they steal this one? You had me at cheeseburger.
Oh, that's very Mr. Mike's. Oh, God, that put someone out of business there.
Yeah.
One of their ad copy guys is like, oh, yeah. I couldn't believe I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Some guy had to put down the glue. Tony, put down the glue. Don't eat it. Tony, you're fired.
Don't go baking my heart.
Oh.
These are great. Got some bangers. Is this 5.0? Are you paying premium?
Yeah.
This is plus.
Not all are bangers. You can't beat our burgers.
These veggies are for losers.
Like, yeah, so I guess it does have... Get grilling or go home.
Oh yeah.
Don't be afraid to take whisks. Huh?
Oh, that's way too culinary. That's en français almost. Boo.
I assumed it was whiskey.
Oh, okay.
I changed my mind. That's not bad.
Steak happens.
That's totally a level of that's Tony and the glue again right there. Steak happens. Tony worked on that for weeks. Tony worked on that for weeks and you spent 3 seconds on AI. Tony spent a month working on that. Steak happens, guys.
I've got three brutal ones I didn't mention here before to interject before Brent continues.
Oh my god, no. Okay, my last one.
Okay.
Oh wow. I wanted to end on a good one there.
Okay. Okay, you go, Carter, and then I've got the ultimate Mr. Mike's.
Okay, I've got stakeout instead of takeout. I came, I saw, I forgot what I was doing. Like, Tony's really eating the glue on these ones. And then finally, it's all fun until someone loses an eye. Like, that's the most common thing ever. Like, what? Just gluier. Okay, let's hear the best one.
Doesn't even make sense. He's snipping the glue out, Tony.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Meet, M-E-A-T. Meet us at Mr. Mike's.
Oh,
that is good. Don't tell them that. We can sell that. We could go to the CEO and be like, boss man, we got to be like, $1 million. Here you go. These are so good. Yeah, I got 100 more in 3 seconds.
Holy moly. There's Mr. Mike's website that's written in the same style. It says the casualist place ever. Built on the definition of unpretentious, Mr. Mike's Steakhouse Casual offers great, affordable food. Mr. Mike's is the most expensive thing. Like downtown Toronto, I was blown away with how good and cheap the food was in downtown Toronto, where their rent is obviously 1,000 times more. But yeah, whatever. Affordable food and drink selections in an environment that lets you be you. Still in game uniform? Come on in. Got an off-color joke? Go for it.
Oh, no, don't. Don't be racist. Wearing an interesting costume from the war?
Plotting to overthrow the city with your zombie army? No prob.
Wait, is that a real one or is that what's happening?
That's their website.
Oh, so they're pro ice. Okay.
But yeah, you know, this isn't a metropolitan East Coast franchise. This is in Alberta. This is Estevan. This is a Dauphin Yorkton chain. Off color jokes? I don't know if we want to talk about what those might be.
True, no. Talking about pretentious, my festival. Wow. That was pretentious. Pretentious.
You just said.
Yes.
Hippies.
Hipsters.
Oh, hipsters, not hippies. Okay.
We almost moved to that town.
London?
What would have happened? No, to this place called Cumberland. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, the festival is amazing.
Another hippie town. There's more than one.
There's a hippie town that is the real hippies where, like, they all fled the country and went to the end of the road in Lund.
Yeah.
But then there's the hipster town called Cumberland that is, like, everybody's got an old-timey mustache, you know, and a toque.
Oh no, a lot of mustache wax being used there.
Oh yeah, it's something. I mean, it's something, and it was a great festival, but like it's not my scene per se, you know. But fun, but man,
you played some serious reggae.
Yeah, I was playing bass in the ska reggae band, but we were bringing it. It was fun. We played in a church today. It was great. It's called the Weird Church, and it was awesome. It's a really great festival. Like, it's a 10 out of 10 situation. It's just not my particular thing, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
But it's called Wood Stove, so, I mean, that is the vibe. Like, it sells out within, like, an hour of happening. Like, it goes online. The whole festival sells out. They don't even know who's in it yet. The entire festival, 14 venues, 3 days. It's nuts in a town of like 500 people, and it just becomes, and it's like an old timey town too, because it's all the old Western architecture and buildings are still there. It's all historic. And then like a bunch of like people with like, you know, their parents' money moved there and made it hip. And now it's just like mountain biking and like mustache wax. And it's great. It's a great town. It's not where I'm glad we moved to Powell River. That's for sure. But it's pretty happening, and it's just across the island. But, It was a great gig, great festival. I'm just being kind of a jackass, but it was something. It was something. I was a little overshaven. By that I mean shaved at all. The irony is very high in that town, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a good look. That look is really good. It's it doesn't take a lot of effort. You just let it go, you know, which is, there's some freedom in that.
I just can't let mustache grow. It doesn't work for me.
Would have a hair on my face.
I've come and gone.
If I was stranded on an island, I would just drown myself.
Do these fancy mustaches look well done?
No.
Or it's just gross?
It's just
no. Just sort of hanging?
Just no. It's just a big no. It'd be fun to put them in a Mr. Mike's. It'd be like torture. Hmm. I can't think of anywhere. Like, worst business idea ever, open a Mr. Mike's.
I can't believe that I cannot believe that 1800s mustaches looked like they do in movies.
Yeah, no.
Good.
Most people died in childbirth, you know? A couple of them got their pictures taken, and they were rich and well-to-do, and that's the only ones we see. The rest of the people were dying in the streets, probably. So, let's get the final four over with here.
Final four. Oh, I don't know. Did you want to go to the next round? Sure. Okay. Let's just do this quick.
What's a bracket? We have to finish it.
We got to finish it. You're right. You're right. Quick. This is episode four and we don't go quick. Okay. Love is in the air. No, actually, that's bacon versus my doctor says I need glasses. Antler Air glasses. Cheers.
Is there a cheers at the end of it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's bacon. Hey?
Bacon. Okay.
Next is, ever notice how exercise and extra fries sound actually similar? Versus the world's most famous sirs, Lancelot, Winston Churchill.
There is no winner. They both lose, and bacon forfeits in the finals, and no one wins. Everybody got sick. And they all failed, and the tournament was canceled. COVID shut down.
So it wouldn't be episode 400 unless we brought back our favorite segment. Jamaican news!
Oh, no.
Here we go. Oh, no. Hurricane Melissa leaves 120,000 roofless.
You can't say that word, hurricane.
Roofless. So, yeah, there's not too much funny stuff in the news section. It's pretty devastating times for our friends in Jamaica. But our friend Tell Me Pastor started started using AI slop for to generate his pictures to go along with the story. So we've got came home to find Joe on top of my woman, and it shows just a guy at the foot of the bed, his head and his hands just distraught. And then we've got a lot of finger pointing, actually. Ex-boyfriend loved football more than me, with this woman with her finger in this guy's face.
That's fair.
Got pregnant the first time I had sex. And
ooh, that's what happens.
Her dad's got his finger in her face. And then boyfriend's parents want him to get me pregnant. Boyfriend slapped me for refusing sex. I think we might have to read this one. Boyfriend's grandpa gives us great sex advice, and it's got this young woman hugging this old man. Let's read it. What's grandpa's sex advice?
What's he telling them?
Oh boy.
Is it very specific, or is it a nice anecdote?
I think he's saying it's a nice anecdote. Like, you know,
he's not saying you do one of these and then you go know. And then you do that.
I think he's saying, you know, it's a joint affair. And yeah, okay, let's read here. I'm 18 and so is my boyfriend.
And and his grandpa is a pervert.
We were advised to have sex the way by his grandfather, who is an elder in a mega church. He told us that nobody has to know what we are doing, but he told us we would be hurting ourselves if my boyfriend gets me pregnant. He told us that he had to learn the hard way because he had sex with a girl when he was 20 and she got pregnant. Oh my God, this Jamaica. You're just getting pregnant. Oh, it was very hard on the girl. He was a very... Oh, God. It gets pretty graphic here. I don't know if I can go on.
Yeah, and then he's like, and then I can't even make the joke. I won't even make the joke because, there's a lot of potential there, but...
So what's the Jamaican news? Oh, my God.
This is just, like, bad is what I'm getting. It's a really not great time.
Pastor says, he goes, I thank you for writing on this matter. Your boyfriend's grandfather did not hold back. I will not print some of the things he told you because I have to bear in mind that children read this column. Oh my God, so we saw the sanitized version. Don't be in a hurry to get married, but remember what the good book says. It's better to be married than to burn with passion. I wish you well, Pastor.
Oop.
Yeah, grandpa.
Imagine, oh. What about her name? What was her name? Sue, right? Do you remember her, Brent? Like the sex grandma on TV?
Yeah, doctors. Yeah.
Yeah, Sue Carter, was that before your time?
No, she came to U of M one year.
What was her name?
Johansson.
Wasn't that Body Break?
That's Joanne.
And hell. Oh, yeah, okay. No, not Body Break. Body Break sex tips with Al Johnson and Joanne. Now we're doing a different Body Break. And we're older. Oh. Hi, Joanne. Hi, Al. Did you bring the wedge? I did, Al.
That's some AI video just breaking back.
No, don't do it. No, don't do it. I can't think of that. I've never thought of them together. Are they married?
Yes.
Oh no. I mean, I'm happy for them, but yeah. Body Break 3.0. Sex Body Break After Dark. Oh, that would be a funny parody. That could be a perfect This Hour Has 22 Minutes bit. Body Break After Dark. Carter's AI-ing it right now. He's generating it for tonight.
All right, Body Break as an elbows up video. They're stepping up for Canada.
Did they?
To this day, yeah.
In retrospect, I probably shouldn't have shown all my international kids hockey fights before I took them outside to play hockey, but everybody was safe. But I shouldn't have got them all jazzed up on just that you're allowed to beat the crap out of people in hockey. And then I was like, hey, let's go play. And they're like, can we fight? I was like, no, you can't fight. They're like, but if they hit the ground, it's over. I'm like, no. But I did show them how to jersey. I grabbed Corey, this kid from China. I was like, Corey, come here. Because he's wearing two shirts. So I just pulled one over his head.
Freaking Corey.
Yeah, I got to say, how big would a modern Tragically Hip summer have been this year if they were still alive? Like, if they were still going.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
yeah, that would be the end of it. Like, that would be amazing.
Like, it would have been nuts, right?
Yeah, that would be like, yeah, that would be nuts. That would be like Oasis at freaking Nebworth. That would be all of Canada shows up. They'd have to put it in the prairies just because he could fit everyone.
Yeah, I'm really sad. I've been like sad about this all week since thinking about it.
You'd have to use like the riding mounted, you know, as the amp of the whole riding mountainside as an amp of kill all the trees, put everyone there, and then the hipper and down and in Trembola.
Stop.